This is independent radio in a democracy.
Free Radio Canada!
101 FM.
FreakRadio.org.
Free Radio.
Operating without an FCC license since 1995.
PopRadio.blogspot.com.
Is there a problem?
Licensed broadcast station here, and we want to make sure that you stop operating.
There is?
Violation of FCC statutes and rules and regulations.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
The antenna is coming down in 5 minutes. Anyone that stands on the sidewalk does so at their own risk.
And you are tuned to Pop Defect Radio, popdefectradio.blogspot.com. You can download or stream the show. I'm your host and producer, Skidmark Bob, and this week's show is a tribute to Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Freak Radio.
101.1 FM, freakradio.org.
Celebrating their 15th year of unlicensed FM broadcast, webcast, and worldcast. So here we go with a bit of history, music, and mayhem. Tribute to Free Radio Santa Cruz and 15 years of pirate radio, kicking off with Rage Against the Machine, of course, off of their Battle of Los Angeles release, Guerrilla Radio. Keep it locked.
Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM, FM-aluya!
Santa Cruz, 101 FM.
Target locked on.
Pirate radio at its finest.
There's an unlicensed broadcast station here, and we want to make sure that you stop operating.
There is?
Nothing you have heard before will prepare you for this. The sound of radio is being revolutionized by the masters.
Go!
Is anybody listening out there?
FCC, you know what that means?
Yeah. Means Federal Communications Commission. They can drive around and triangulate wherever the hell a radio signal is coming from.
Yeah, so fuck it, right?
Good idea!
Freak Radio,
Santa Cruz, 101 FM, or freakradio.org.
Just before Free Radio Santa Cruz got started, Food Not Bombs was involved in a lot of different actions. We had just won a court case that found the sitting law unconstitutional, and we were still serving food and doing lots of activity. We had a really big movement at that time. We were doing Cop Watch. We were supporting Earth First actions to save headwaters. We were going up monthly up to San Francisco to support Food Not Bombs in San Francisco. And up there, there was a large food fight going on. The San Francisco police were harassing homeless people constantly. Food Not Bombs was being arrested in San Francisco on a daily basis. Every meal, lunch, and dinner, they were being arrested. And that was going on for months. It actually was going on for about 3 years in San Francisco. We had done a lot of our activism as homeless people. I was homeless. A lot of the organizers were homeless. And just before Free Radio got going, there was an activist. His name was Tony Mello. And he was part of a lot of different groups. And he was really one of the activists that got Food Not Bombs started. He was a Vietnam veteran, part of the Communist Labor Party. Tony Mello and Tom Schreiner actually really wanted Free Radio to get started. The core group of Food Not Bombs in Santa Cruz actually moved into a house together over on Market Street. So we had been in the house for maybe a couple months. Food Not Bombs was super strong. We had tables, tons of equipment, a truck, you know, plastic bowls, all kinds of political literature. We were really strong. And we were going up to San Francisco pretty much on a regular basis and getting arrested and supporting the movement up there. So what was happening here was we were getting more and more connected with San Francisco and Berkeley. And Berkeley was where Free Radio in California was started. Stephen Dunifer was building transmitters up there. And he was very much a high-techie kind of guy. Kind of hard to communicate with, but we were able to do it, and there was a lot of persistent people in our group, you know, including you, Bob, and other people, Xavier, who were really wanted Free Radio to happen. They wanted it because they wanted to tell the story that wasn't being told. I think because there was a lot of grassroots activity going on, and the media, the mainstream media, wasn't covering any of it. You know, in San Francisco, they weren't covering it. The Guardian, you know, just kind of dwindled as far as, like, covering these arrests that had been happening for, like, 3 years on a daily basis. I mean, the cops in San Francisco were, like, basically dumping out big buckets of soup on the ground. One time they dumped a big bucket of soup in the fountain, and there's homeless people all sitting around watching this, and nobody's saying anything about it. And then in Santa Cruz, there was homeless people getting their belongings confiscated. You know, if they were active, they were being targeted and being harassed. There was all kinds of subtle harassment. Like, if a homeless person, you know, was very verbal and eloquent in speaking at a city council meeting, this is just one example. Maybe the next week his bicycle would be confiscated by the police. And I remember things like that happening. And it was just a way of kind of squashing homeless people from speaking up about what their experience was. So we thought Free Radio would be a really good way to start exposing all that, since the media wasn't doing it.
What spurred your interest to want to be involved in starting Free Radio?
Well, I have to be honest, I don't think I was really, like, the one that was, like, starting Free Radio.
I'm just asking. I didn't say you started it, but what, I mean, you obviously were involved in the beginning.
I was just kind of sitting there listening to all you guys, like, try to figure it out. But
no, you were the one writing down notes and saying, all right, we're going to have a meeting this week, and you're organizing people, because that's what you are awesome at, is organizing people, getting them together, trying to find another meeting time to meet, and we met several times at your house.
Yeah.
And you were the one keeping the organization together, because, you know I wasn't.
Well, no, Bob, you were the artiste. I don't know. No, Bob, you were keeping it together, definitely. I wanted more people involved that had a very creative voice and a diverse perspective. To be honest, I was really hoping that more people from the Beach Flats would start being on the air, because I wanted to increase the diversity that was in Food Not Bombs. I also knew that the only thing that could keep Food Not Bombs going is if there was a lot of fun and, you know, exciting activity going on. So it was at our house. There was a few of us. There was quite a few of us living at this house, and we'd only been in there a couple of months. And I remember we set the transmitter up in my room, which was kind of crazy because I didn't realize that people would want to be on it 24 hours a day. People were really, really excited about it. I was kind of honestly afraid to be talking on the air. It made me nervous, and I didn't really want to have a whole lot to do with talking on the air. I didn't mind organizing meetings and stuff. After the first couple meetings, it just had a life of its own. I didn't really have much to do with it, but I remember you guys setting up the transmitter on the corner of the house and the antenna. I just remember, Bob, you had the whole thing all set up on the table with the microphone, and I had written out this thing that talked about how the airwaves belong to you, and if you want to speak on the radio, you know, please call us, and we want to hear what the poor and homeless and anyone has to say over the air, and that the corporate perspective is not the only perspective out there, and this is our way of creating community.
Free radio, chaos, radio collective, whatever you want to call it. We now have the technology. The airwaves really belong to us. It's up to the people to take back that which U.S. corporate interests and government regulators monopolize. Stop for-profit brainwashing. Build revolt by networking nationally and internationally. It's up to you, folks. We need a core group and many more to broadcast and program Free Radio Santa Cruz. Keep listening, and we'll give you a phone number near you to call soon.
Test, test, test.
Yep.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yo.
Check, test, test, test. All right.
You know what I love about radio? The immediacy of it. You say something, it just goes out there.
Right.
You can't take it back.
Technology is only the tool. Communication's the goal.
Do you find that now having access to this technology has helped?
I think it's helped getting the word out, but also being able to network and communicate.
Low-power radio is often providing just the kind of locally focused issue news that commercial radio is pretty much given up on.
What is needed is to build a movement, hundreds of thousands of people. This has got to come from a people's movement.
These are just a bunch of rogues, pirates, basically.
This is Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM.
FreakRadio.org.
Up on the radio.
Hi, I want to welcome everybody to the new world of low-powered radio broadcasting by way of FM. Why would people want to have a radio station?
The reason I got started in low-power FM, pirate radio, micro-broadcasting, whatever you want to call it, is because I was tired of the crap they were playing on the radio and I wanted to do something about it.
Why would you want to have one?
To me, this radio station means, at this point in the game, the ultimate freedom of speech.
If you have a motive and an agenda, if you have a mission to reach people in your local community, you better get moving and you better get your radio station going. One thing for you to consider is the fact you probably will be contacted by the federal government. You need to be prepared so that when the FCC comes, you have what's called an affirmative defense ready for them.
Free Radio Santa Cruz, a brand new location. Got two FCC agents. Looks like David Dune is one of them. He's a FCC agent. And walking, they got clipboards. Two FCC agents. David Dune is one of them. He's a FCC agent.
Keep moving! Keep moving!
How's it going? You guys all right? Is there a problem?
Yeah, there's an unlicensed broadcast station here, and we want to make sure that you stop operating.
There is?
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
And how do you know this? How do you know this?
Because they don't have a license to operate.
And what's your name?
David Dune. What is your name?
David Dune. And what's your name?
David Hartshorn.
David Hartshorn. Do you have a card or any kind of identification so we even know who you are?
No.
Because you just showed up.
We showed him our identification.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see it. How do I know? Okay.
So when even hijacked, break up me heart is yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
What is your name?
My name is Bob.
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 Skidmark Bob. Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob. Bob. Skidmark Bob.
Bob.
Call me Skidmark if you want.
Okay.
So I'm just curious if there's any other problems, if there's interference problems.
No, it's just you don't have a license to operate the station.
Okay.
1.1.
Okay.
You've talked to us.
We've talked to you before.
I have?
Yes, you have.
Oh, okay. My name is Bob. Bob. I have. Skidmark Bob. Bob. I have. Skidmark Bob.
Bob.
No, I'm Skidmark.
Some say that pirates steal and should be feared and hated. I say we're victims of bad press. It's all exaggerated. We'd never stab you in the back. We'd never lie or cheat. We're just about the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet.
Well, is there any problems at all? Like, that's the only reason why you're here, because it's unlicensed.
Continually operating after many warnings.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. All right. That was FCC agent David Hartthorn and Bob Duda. Bob.
You probably will be contacted by the federal government.
Armed federal marshals and FCC agents raided the studio of Free Radio Santa Cruz.
It was Wednesday, September 29th. I was in the studio, the usual morning programming. I put it on, the news reports we have in the morning. We have Independent Native News, Workers Independent News Service, and Truth Out Overview with William Rivers Pitt. And then we have Democracy Now! From 8 to 9, and after that was Alternative Radio with Howard Zinn. I put all that morning programming on, and I exited the studio about 8:30, locked it, and was rounding the corner to head to my vehicle, and I saw a number of undercover police officers with plastic handcuffs and just kind of milling around, parking their cars. I felt a little nervous, but it was around the corner from the studio, so I wasn't sure if it was for us. And then I saw them pull into the neighboring apartment complex in an undercover police car, and I got the feeling they're surrounding the house. At this point, I was driving off. I made a slow U-turn, swung back around. They were staring at me really hard the whole time. And then I saw a bunch of, probably about at least a dozen U.S. federal police, is what it said on the back, police, federal marshals, round the corner and began marching towards the house. So instantly, when they rounded the corner, I knew it was a raid. I was, of course, very shaken up by it. I saw them approach the house and begin surrounding it and start to move in, and I just, all I could do at that point was go to a payphone and call as many people as I could. And they, of course, got on the phone with the media. Other people sent out emails and made phone calls, and about 100 people came down to the studio to support us.
This is Free Radio Santa Cruz, unlicensed, unregulated, under siege. Under siege. Pushing little children with their fully automatics.
They'd like to push the weak around. Pop Defect Radio.
PopDefectRadio.blogspot.com.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
We're supposed to be here to...
Pushing little children with their folly automatics. They like to push the weak around.
Violation of FCC statutes.
The FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, decided all by itself that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the free speech provisions of the First Amendment to the Constitution.
And rules and regulations.
The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution.
Operating a radio station without license.
It's just a sad day for free speech today when they have to come and do this. And it's interesting they're doing it right before the election, too.
We have seized only property.
Defendant is equipment.
Defendant is the equipment. The equipment is under arrest.
This is not a criminal action against people.
And I looked down. I was about to get in the shower. I was in my bathrobe. And I looked down from the top of the stairs, and I saw uniformed officials with guns drawn. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know why they would be there.
It is a civil and rem action against property.
We object to the use of federal resources and attention during a time when we're supposedly in orange alert and at war and threatened by foreign powers, that they have the resources to send this many people to a town like Santa Cruz to shut down a radio station.
A record player! Oh my God! A rusted record player!
Pushing little children with their fully automatics. They like to push the weak around.
Free Radio Santa Cruz!
Free, free, free. Radio.
Music should be free, and so should radio.
Pushed around.
mission to peace, war staring you in the face, dressed in black, with a helmet, fierce, trained and appropriate for the malcontents, for the disproportion malcontents. A little boy smiled, it'll all be well, and say a little boy smiled, it'll all be well. Pushing little children with their fully automatics, they like to push the weak around.
Oh my God, I lost that record player.
Free Radio Santa Cruz. It's one of the longest-running non-licensed radio stations in the country.
Freakradio.org.
Yes, it's Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 on your FM dial. It's been successfully flying the skull and crossbones for the past 10 years.
Pirate Radio.
10 years, man!
Oh, my God! I lost that record player!
There's an unlicensed broadcast station here, and we want to make sure that you stop operating.
Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 FM. Freakradio.org.
Our slogan.
You take away our media, they can't express their opinion.
Calm down. Keep pushing, people. You too, FCC, man.
Fire radio station Santa Cruz, the revolution is on.
Transmitter near you.
You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz. This is the Queen of Caffeine, and we're educating the masses.
Still lower frequencies and longer wavelengths is the energy of radio waves. Energy of the electromagnetic spectrum is silent.
Free Radio Santa Cruz.
101.1 FM, freakradio.org.
101 FM.
Free Radio, not so.
Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz.
Radio is dominated by corporate interests. There's no commercial and no show, but still capitalist manufacturing consents. Ours a world you'll never hear about. Everyone surrounds you on the streets.
Yank the plug, make our own media. Some of the sneaking, but transmitters in tow. Set up antennas on top of the hill. Attic Santa on the roof on. Pump on the volume with my radio. Radio is my bomb! A thousand broadcasts. This is the voice of the voices and the roots of the grass are spreading fast, breaking the media blockade. Clearing the radio for each locality, building community and resistance. Exact real people, telling real news, giving their dignity and political freedom. Change information, news and ideas, cultural entertainment expression. This is the new Freak Speech Movement. Radio is my bomb! A thousand broadcasts, boom! Hearing news and music, after the masses, playing our stations collectively. It's a kick in the face to hierarchy. The only commercial you may hear. What an announcing revolution here. There's a movement of electronic and music coming at you to free the airwaves. Threatening the FCC and the corporate establishment. Powers that be in such radio shockwaves. Right next to the radio is my bomb. A thousand broadcasts.
And you are tuned to Pop Defect Radio, popdefectradio.blogspot.com. I'm your host and producer, Skidmark Bob, and this week's show is a tribute to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, and freakradio.org. They're celebrating their 15th year of unlicensed FM broadcast, webcast, and worldcast. You heard a bit of history, music, and mayhem. Check out the blog for more details. Also, you can download or stream the show there. We're going to end with the Ramones, and we want the airwaves. Happy birthday, Free Radio Santa Cruz. Thanks for listening to Pop Defect Radio.
Devil Makes Three. When we're not illegally downloading music from the internet, we're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.5 FM.
101.1, dude.
101.1, you fucked it up.
We have a radio station. On Free Radio Santa Cruz. What's the matter with me? I'm losing something. What is it? Oh, yeah, my mind.
Cut!